Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You know, just how difficult was it playing out there in those conditions?
We practice outside in this weather with no heaters, no benches, no anything. It's football weather. It's game day. You got a lot of adrenaline. We got the benches, the heaters, the jackets, which everybody does a good job with. And then you go out there and you get going and you forget about those things. This is Chicago. You either got drafted here or you came here. And so you're expecting that when it comes down to these times of the year. And it's an advantage to us, I would say.
All right, hour number three, you're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank. In great clips, we are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Judson Richards along with you until 5 o'clock this morning. That was Caleb Williams on playing in the cold. And well, you know what? It didn't really seem to bother him. It didn't seem to really bother the Bears. As they win 31-3, the Bears improve to 10-4 on the season. It is just the third time in the last 15 years that the Bears have won in double digits, and they find themselves back atop the NFC North after the Packers lost to the Broncos. If you missed it as well, Micah Parsons reportedly has torn his ACL. He will get more tests today. What a day it was in the NFL yesterday, seeing Parsons and Patrick Mahomes both tear their ACLs. Were you out at the game? Did you sit in the cold? Did you go because tickets were cheaper? If you waited right until about kickoff time, because less people wanted to sit in, what I saw, and I think you'd probably find a number of different temperatures, but I saw 8 degrees and wind chill at -2 degrees at kickoff. Were you there? What was it like? 312-644-6767. Were you unbothered by it? Like Caleb Williams was. You know, the bear weather conversation is an interesting one, as the Bears themselves look to move indoors. Is that going to happen? I don't know. As Kevin Warren continues to say, the shovel will hit the ground in 2025. We got 16 more days.
Yeah, sure.
16 more days in 2025. So that does not look like it's going to happen. But do I think in the next 10 years the Bears will be in a new stadium? I do. As it's called a fixed roof, meaning it will have a dome on it. It will not be retractable. It will just be a dome. You know, if you've been following along, virtually it sounds like Kevin Warren, who came over at one point. Well, he was a Big Ten commissioner. Before that, he worked for the Minnesota Vikings in the same role with the Chicago Bears and was there for their new stadium. He pretty much just wants to build the same stadium. Now, people that have been to Minnesota Vikings games say, often I hear it is the best stadium that they go to around the NFL. So it would not be the worst thing, but you would not have bear weather anymore. Is anybody out there dead set on always having bear weather for your Chicago Bears? And I think the question that I'm wondering is, do you believe it to be beneficial for the Bears? Like, from what Caleb Williams just said, we practiced in it. We were prepared for it. The problem that I have, or where I would push back as far as bear weather and it being in your own backyard, is, you know, bear weather in 1985, offenses, the way that they were built and what it took to be a great team, drastically different than 2025, right? The game and the rules have changed. I mean, some of the things that were done on an NFL football field in 1985 may get you arrested in today's NFL, especially if it was done to a quarterback. So as we've discussed, as I've discussed, the game's rules has drastically changed. In fact, we could go up and down. I could explain what Major League Baseball. You can't collide at home plate anymore. Why? They want to keep their stars safe. They want to keep more of their stars on the field. When you box out a three-point shooter, don't even think about putting your foot underneath him as he comes down. They want to keep Steph Curry safe. They want to keep those ankles safe.
I thought that was for Kawhi Leonard, though.
It was for Kawhi.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
San Diego State legend.
Yeah, there you go.
And then in the NFL, they want to keep their quarterbacks safe. They want to keep their stars safe, right? So the game is built for the offense. And so as we have been pounding the table and clamoring to finally get an offense that is in the 21st century and get a quarterback that maybe someday could be considered a top five quarterback year in, year out in the NFL, would it not benefit that same group to be playing indoors, whether it's September, October, November, December? Do you want that offense to have to face the inclement weather that would slow down an offense and may behoove the better defense? So I'm talking strategically. Would it now behoove the team to be inside? Do you want to pay Ben Johnson but have his offense potentially slowed because of the inclement weather, whether it be snow, whether it be rain, whether it be wickedly cold? Although, damn it, I was impressed with Caleb Williams' accuracy, and he really did not look like he was bothered at all by the wind chill. Kyle Manungai and that pass that went through his hands early on, he looked bothered. Yeah, and there were another drop as well. But overall, I thought the Bears handled it really well. But I will also stress this into, or stretch this to, rain, hail, sleet. Probably the big one is wind. The biggest one of them all, whether it's 85 degrees or 15 degrees, the whipping wind in the Midwest by the lake may not be ideal if you are trying to have the best offense in the NFL. Like, is that not why the Bears hired Ben Johnson? I know that Ben didn't just pick up his playbook that he had for, you know, for Jared Goff and move it right here to Chicago and go, let's just do what he did. But you know what we did want to take? The 33 points a game. That's cool. Like, the 33 points a game would be pretty awesome. So I wonder where, like, a Bears fan who is very, very dedicated to bear weather and what that means, but also wants the greatest offense in the NFL. Do you not feel compelled to go, damn it, I may have to give up on my bear weather and move inside? right? I may have to just move inside. Or do you say, figure it out? Figure it out. They can practice in it and they can get it done. It feels a bit, maybe it's not a moot point because they haven't made a lot of progress when it comes to getting a stadium built. They own the land, but they also have been trying to sell building in the city limits for 2 years, or 2 years plus, it feels like. So 312-644-6767, do you look at this offense and say, yes, ultimately, if they're going to get to where they're going to be great year in, year out, like, think about what it'd be like to have the best offense for a decade. Would that have to come indoors in the Midwest? Would there be too many tough games weather-wise that would affect you? Or do you just say, figure it out? All I will say is, I'm someone that says yes, go indoors if you want to have a great offense consistently. But then I watched what happened yesterday. I was out and about. Father-in-law had a Christmas party. I was carrying a lot of presents in and out of the car. I was taking, you know, when you take a big deep breath in and it's that like negative degree wind chill and you kind of feel it in your throat and in your nose. I was out there feeling it. But damn it, didn't look like it bothered them at all. 312-644-6767. We also asked you, what rookie for the Bears is having the best season so far? I've always felt like Colston Loveland is going to be a dude, right? Like Colston, as soon as he walked out on the field, I mean, the guy is 21 years old. He's 21. You know how young that is? And then also, when I see Luther Burden out there, it's like, ooh, he kind of, he's got some fast twitch. He's got some game. Like, we saw his yards after catch where it's like, yeah, he kind of looks like he's just going to step right into DJ Moore's role.
If he can stay healthy, yeah.
If he can stay healthy, yes. But then there's also Kyle Manunga. And by the way, Ozzie Trapillo. I know Ozzie didn't have a great game, but you can't tell me that Ozzie doesn't look like he's heading towards being at least a serviceable left tackle in the NFL. So just from this draft class, we're watching Luther Burden, Colston Loveland. And then if we're talking ROI, if we're talking return on investment when it comes to the draft, is Kyle Manunga maybe the best ROI in the 2025 NFL draft? He is tied for the most yards averaged per carry by any rookie this season. All right. He is averaging 4.8 yards per carry. And that is tied with Trevion Henderson of the New England Patriots. And Henderson went 38th overall. All right. Second round pick, 38th overall. Kyle Manunga went 233rd. Seventh rounder. And Manunga has been incredibly impressive. 135 attempts, 648 yards. Again, a 4.8 yards per carry average. That is 13th best in the NFL. That's probably better than that. It's tied for 10th because there's a bunch of guys who have 4.8, including DeAndre Swift. And so if you look at this rookie draft class, you have to be pretty impressed with what's playing out on the field so far. Ozzie Trapillo started out rough, right tackle, moved him to left tackle, then moved him back. Wasn't the guy when Theo Benedict stepped in for Braxton Jones, but Ozzie obviously been practiced well enough where he went out and won that job. Colston Loveland can block too now, and that body's only going to get bitter. And Colston showed some great hands on one of his receptions yesterday. And then it really does feel like Caleb and Luther Burden have pretty quick chemistry. Burden, 6 receptions, 84 yards. Colston Loveland yesterday, 4 receptions, 63 yards. Kyle Manunga, 11 carries, 33 yards. He had a drop, certainly was not his best game. But it's nice to not feel great about the Bears' rushing attack. And they had 33 carries for 142 yards, 4.3 yards per carry average. Actually, I should say, and I don't know if I've mentioned his name once during the show, I thought DeAndre Swift was awesome yesterday. He not only ran with purpose, but he looked, if I could, swifter than I've seen in games past, and especially more so than last year. But DeAndre Swift, 18 carries, 98 yards, 5.8 yards per carry average, two touchdowns for DeAndre Swift. He has been talked about a lot. Certainly not by me, but I haven't seen a ton about him. But I thought he was outstanding yesterday, and certainly a big reason why they won that football game. 312-644-6767. Who would you say has been the best rookie so far for this Bears team? Let's hear from the Fox broadcast who had the call. Kevin Kugler, Daryl Johnston. Here they were after the game on the conversation of a potential trap game.
Dominant performance today for the Chicago Bears. We started our broadcast, Moose, talking about avoiding a trap game. You didn't believe in a trap, and neither did the Bears. They win 31-3.
Not at all. They came out and took care of business, kind of the way that we had a feeling they would, just talking to Ben Johnson this week and how impressed he's been with his team and the run that they've been on since that bye week when they made some changes. The run game has come to life. There's still a little bit of work to do on the pass game, but they know what's in front of them. I think my favorite quote this week was somebody asked him, are you a playoff team? And he said, we aren't yet. We're a 9-win team. I really feel like they're going to have to get to 11. So today was a really important game because they've got a tough schedule behind this Browns game. So for them to come out and take care of business the way they did, I think this says a lot about this Bears team. Even though this is a Browns team that's having a tough year, I think the way they won the game shows what this team is capable of these last three games.
You know, one of the areas that may have been more difficult, and I think that this is what Ben Johnson mentioned that he was most impressed with, is it wasn't so much about taking the Browns lightly. It was more about not turning the page on the loss against the Green Bay Packers, right? That was a game. It's your rival. It's for first place. Is there a little bit of a hangover? Are you sluggish coming out of that game? But if you are well coached, if you are a veteran-laden team, if you are mature, if you have the right mindset, then you just focus on the task at hand. And the Bears, certainly after going 0-2, they've been probably the best in the league of turning the page and getting back to work, where they've managed two five-game winning streaks this season. Thought this was interesting. Myles Garrett moved ever closer to setting that sack record. But here's Myles Garrett after the game on Caleb Williams.
What were your impressions of Caleb Williams and kind of what they did to move him around to kind of, negate your guys' pass rush in terms of moving the pocket?
Well, I mean, I think we rushed pretty well for the most part. But, I mean, he's elusive. I mean, he got out of a couple. I mean, they held up. They take to a six or seven sometimes, but they also have some really good guys on that O-line, and rolling the pocket definitely helps. He's able to use his feet and still be quite accurate, and now they use that to their advantage on, I believe, a couple of scoring plays where he was on the move and he found someone just with time. You give a guy like that time and receivers the option to kind of like freestyle back there, and they're going to eventually get open. So we have to continue to try to pull him up and keep him contained. And we did that for the most part, but he definitely made plays, and he's a playmaker.
Yeah, Myles Garrett was great, and that was very much a typical Bears game where Myles Garrett was great and the team was bad, and ultimately they lose. But he still took that giant payday to remain a Cleveland Brown. 312-644-6767. What did you make of this game? Plenty to discuss. The Bears improve to 10-4 on the year, and they have their sights not only set on the playoffs, but also the Green Bay Packers. We'll check in with the post-game show coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Fourth and goal. Sanders in trouble again. He escapes for the moment. Sanders sacked once more. Austin Booker with the sack to end it. Chicago turns the Browns away once more. 31-3. From Chicago at home today.
You are listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank. And great clips. The Bears got after the Cleveland Browns. They got after Shedeur Sanders. It was an offensive line that was missing four of their five starters. But what a great time for a get-right game where they're going to need to get after Jordan Love on Saturday night. And it is going to be an incredible week, as we get set for Bears-Packers round two. Not only round two in the month of December, but also round two of battling it out for the top of the NFC North. The Bears get it back after the Packers lose to the Broncos yesterday. And if you've been living under an NFL rock, Micah Parsons believed to have torn his ACL. And so he is not expected to be there for Saturday night and not expected to be there for the rest of the Packers season. Speaking of offensive line, let's get you set for what's coming up today on The Score. Olin Kreutz will join Molly and Hawk coming up at 7 o'clock. TJ Edwards back out there, number 53, the local product. He will join Molly and Hawk at 8 o'clock. Brad Biggs of the Tribune at 9. Raheemy Harris and Grody coming at you midday. Anthony Heron will join them at 11. The Athletics' Dan Weider at 1 o'clock. And then Spiegel and Holmes in the afternoon. The Hall of Famer, Kurt Warner, will talk quarterback play. And we'll break down what Caleb Williams gave the Bears, including that miraculous throwback to DJ Moore that will be talked about plenty throughout the week. A couple numbers on what happened for this Bears pass rush. You know, we could call it the get right game to get some confidence going. You know, you're wondering how much, you know, how exotic was it going to be what Dennis Allen wanted to show. I didn't want to put a ton on film of what they're going to do 6 days later on Saturday night, but I don't know how much it really mattered with, again, missing four out of five starters for the Cleveland Browns offensive line. And you knew there was a Bears game at Soldier Field when Tevin Jenkins was leaving mid-game due to an injury. because that's what he did for Cleveland, and that just felt right. But the Bears, according to Next Gen Stats, generated 22 pressures on 42 dropbacks and recorded 5 sacks in that win. That's their most pressures in a single game in 5 seasons. The Bears entered Week 15 ranked 31st in the NFL with a 24% pressure percentage. That shot up to 52.4% on Sunday against the Browns. Do I look at that and go, well, obviously, they've figured something out? Not necessarily. I think it was against the Cleveland Browns, who do not have a good offense, and they certainly look good against the Tennessee Titans, but with how many injuries they have. And this was one of those games where you felt like, get after them early and have them want to be going home by halftime. Because if there was ever a time to consider, hey, let's just tap out and, you know, maybe consider getting out of here, it's on a day that is 8 degrees with a wind chill of -2, and who knows how much colder it got throughout the game. And the Bears somewhat did that. You kind of felt like the Bears could have very easily won 41-3 and not just 31-3. But they got after Shedeur Sanders. There was just kind of a couple deep balls there. That was how they really got anything going. I really do think that Shedeur Sanders started the game with the wrong game plan wristband. Because if you watch the confusion of what was happening for the Browns, and then he came off and actually just removed the wristband and had to switch it out. And Olin Krutz mentioned that in the postgame. He said, do you think they had the wrong game plan? Like, was that the previous week's game plan that he had on his wrist? Just shows you operationally how things went, and it did not go well. Speaking of Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley and Mike Mulligan, the postgame show, we thought we'd check in with what they thought of this Bears 31-3 win over the Browns.
And we got a 31-3 victory for the Chicago Bears, the most lopsided victory of the year and a necessary result, with the Bears now a 10-win team. Mm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Mully, what was the title of that song that we came in with?
Taking care of business, I believe.
There we go. What they did. Oh, man, that was nice. A nice easy win, right? It was nice to have that happen. And it's kind of what we thought would happen. I didn't think it would be that easy. I didn't realize how bad the Titans were, you know, because we watched the tape of the Titans and it made Shador look a little bit better and the Cleveland Browns look a little bit better. But the Bears needed to do what they needed to do, and they did it. Nice little easy win, but Olin, your tweet in the middle of maybe the third quarter was perfect. Basically said, I'm on to Green Bay, and I said, hell yeah, I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so confused this year, you know? I want the focus, but then I'm on to Green Bay, and I want to play Green Bay already and get those guys off Soldier Field, and let's get to Saturday. But, Pat, to your point, I mean, I didn't know what to expect, honestly. I just speak for myself because of we talked about in the pregame how close every other game has been. And you think that, okay, the Chicago Bears, they look like they're getting better. They look like they're a better football team than earlier in the year. Ben Johnson has said all year, we'll be playing our best football at the end of the year. But we haven't seen them play a bad team yet and see how they stack up. And until you see it, you don't believe it. But today they went out there and they stomped the team. They should have took care of business with, as you talked about and Mully, you talked about in the pregame show. They should take care of business against this Cleveland team with all their injuries and all the things they have going on and a young quarterback. And Pat talked about getting the takeaways and getting him to give you the ball and confusing him with coverage and making plays, although Jalen Johnson's interception was just a really nice play on the football. DeMarco Jackson, CJ Gardner-Johnson, just a team that we've come to know and love right this year. A team that runs the football, takes the ball away, and the quarterback makes the unbelievable throw. I don't know if he saw Delpit, would you say he did? And layered the ball over his head, because why not?
pretty spectacular result for the Bears. But as you say, Olin, it's one to get in the rearview mirror. Appreciate it. Okay, fair enough. Let's go. You beat that team. You beat them well. You dominated pretty much every aspect of the game, as anyone can imagine. You got the three more takeaways, dominated time of possession. Really took care of business, Pat, as you point out with that song. And it is on to Green Bay, and it's a short week, so off we go. It's going to be a ton of fun.
One more to 11, right? I think that's math,
that's
correct?
It.
We're on to 10. One more to 11, that's all we need? No, but it is a nice win, and I think every year you look, and I've always wanted to be here. It's been a while since we've been here, right, where these December teams – you see these scores that are lopsided like this, where you have an injured team with a rookie quarterback and the good ones take care of business. And they did it. And they did everything they needed to do. There's things that, you know, as you take notes and you're watching the game, and Olin, you and I probably looked through it as like a coach's lens and things that they could be better. And I don't want to be negative because they beat the heck out of them at 31-3, but there are things that can be better. And that's what's exciting, too. I think as a coach, if you sit in there in the meetings tomorrow, you're going to praise all the good. But you're also saying, hey, guys, this could have been really put away early on with, you know, this mistake we made. We've got to fix this. We're still jumping off sides, missing 35-yard field goals, just little things that should be done that could be fixed up for the future. But they did what they needed to do, made it an easy win. Hopefully, you know, Cole came back, thank goodness, with the ankle. That scares you a little bit when you get into games like this with injuries. Rome obviously went out in the pregame, worried about him. But I think the biggest thing coming out through these games, guys, is injuries when you win like that.
Yeah, Cole went into that magical tent we talk about, right? Got carried off the field, couldn't walk.
Well, in
the
tent,
they got that Wolverine stuff in there, the X-Men Wolverine stuff in that tent, man. Because those guys come out of there, Pat, and they are ready to play. But these Chicago Bears, right? I mean, take a second before we're on to Green Bay and trying to get into the playoffs with the Green Bay, San Fran, Detroit trifecta that everybody has been talking about. Can they steal one out of those three? Mm-hmm. A lot of people put this one in their pocket. But a couple of things from this game I left watching. I thought Caleb played really well. I thought he really managed the offense really well, threw the ball pretty accurately. We saw DJ Moore, a lot of talk all week about where has DJ Moore been. We talked in a pregame show that he, if you watch the film, he's open throwing the ball, right? And the one time he threw in the ball today, he wasn't open, but he caught it anyway. Great catch, great throw. I mean, that's, you know, in the pregame we talked about his, I think Mully mentioned his ability to move and run all over the place, but he can attack the whole field. That was Jim Schwartz talking about, right? Like, he can move around, but man, the thing that he can do with his arm is unbelievable. And then that defense, I know it's a rookie quarterback, I know it's all backup offensive linemen, but the show they put on today, Pat, with just not allowing any points, even playing to the end. And one play that I kind of wanted to talk about, because to me, I remember when we would play, Pat, and Mully, you've been around the league a long time, these kind of teams always scared me. And I'll find it. I'll find the video. And it was just a simple punt return. And I'll find when it was in the game. But I think it was Owens and Blackwell were blocking the gunner together.
Yes.
And they didn't do a great job. But it pissed them off.
Yes.
Like, they were so pissed at each other. Like, this team is so into the game, into details, wanting each other to do good, wanting to play well, coming to hit guys, trying to do their job as hard as humanly possible. And the creativity in the run game is there. And obviously, after a 31-3 victory, all you can do is hand out roses. But that kind of football team, Pat, I remember being on a sideline and watching a team like that, being like, oh, we're in for a long day today. These guys believe in what they're doing and really are fighting hard to do everything correctly so they can win the football game.
Yeah, Olin, that's a great, great point. And I think I brought it up a couple weeks ago, and I want to give Jaquan Brisker some credit, because, you know, I obviously keep an extra eye on special teams, and punt safe is when the defense stays out there when it's kind of fourth and short and you're kind of scaring them away from running a fake. And Jaquan Brisker's on there, right? And he's holding up a guy going way harder than he really needed to be. Like, a lot of times I'll hold up a little bit and then just let him run and release and you fair catch into the 10-yard line. But the effort guys are playing with, and you've got a starting safety on the punt return team playing with that effort. It's the standard, I think, that Ben Johnson has set for this team is showing. You know, that's a game where you're blowing people out, and you're still playing to the whistle. You're worried about what your teammates are going to say. I would be on Mondays when you're watching film, because you're trying to play perfect. You're trying to play great. And they've all bought into that. And I think that's the standard that Ben Johnson has set and all the assistant coaches have instilled in their meeting rooms. And you're seeing that on the field. And that's a great call, because I saw that as well. And I was like, you don't get beat. I yelled at him, like, you don't get beat on a when you're doubling the gunner. That just can't happen. But to see them that upset just truly tells you what the makeup of this team is and how they're being coached.
Right. And it started with Duvernay's return, right, and just how hard that special teams, a lot of time, like, it'll show you what the culture of your football team is, right, how hard everyone's playing. And, Pat, you're talking about starters being on special teams and taking pride in it. I remember Jason McKee, our old teammate, the fullback, who would be play special teams, great special teams player.
Yes.
I remember him telling me, he would tell Tim Spencer, our running back coach, take me off first team offense before you take me off special teams, right? Like, that's how much it meant to them to be there fighting for each other. So just a little play that I saw, and I said, oh, okay, this is the kind of team we're dealing with this year. Like, this, these guys, they are trying to do everything correctly.
Yeah.
It was extraordinary when you think about it. The Bears get the ball with Duvernay with the big return. They get the ball at the Cleveland 47 to open the game, and they don't go anywhere. And that's, I mean, that's kind of what Cleveland has done this year. They forced a lot of three and outs. That defense is still pretty good. But then they get the punt and Blackwell, as we rename Blackwell after he blocked that field goal, he downs the ball at the one, and they challenge it because it's such a key play. But it is down at the one, and you get good field and you score a touch. It's like that game was a blowout from Jump Street, and they are making these dumb arse penalties all over the field.
Hey, Molly, before you keep going, do you think they had last week's game plan in Shadur's wristband?
Oh my God! They redid
it. Look like it. Didn't it look like he was looking at the wrong game plan?
It could have. Been.
And they changed it. They said in the game that they had to change the wristband. Wow. If they did that,
I only know because I coached Little League and I used to do that sometimes.
Oh my God!
I tried to change it. But, I tried to change the wristband.
that would be really seriously. That would be.
Hey Pat, my ex players would be like, Coach Cruz, this from last week. My bad.
Oh,
but that's also on the quarterback too, right? Right? Aren't you? Isn't that like the little
shop I should be going over?
Listen. I don't know if this is true. I'm just saying. Oh, I wonder.
Let's say it is.
Because they did make elementary mistakes, right?
Yeah. A lot.
I mean, that's good. That's very good.
Yeah, it's just nice, guys. We've been there, right? We've watched this game from the other lens, the other side, and it's just nice to be on this side.
So true.
Going back to the DJ, the Caleb throw to DJ. I've been waiting for that. Quarterback to take a chance and make the throw, not the interception, not the sack or whatever.
The second touchdown.
Second one, yes. We've seen enough good and great quarterbacks do that against us.
Someone should tell Moose that it worked because he didn't seem to believe it.
But yeah, it is one of those no throws, and then you're like, yes, how amazing was that? Yeah, but that's a good team. That happens for you, and I'm happy to see it happen. And this is a fun game to talk about because I've always felt like we've been the Browns for a while and doing the other post game show.
Yeah, really interesting to see what Brad Biggs tweets out from Joe Fortenbaugh, Mully's guy, about what the spread is in this game with the Packers coming to Soldier Field, right, with how good the Bears have looked. I mean, even on that kick return we're talking about, right, the Bears go three and out, right? DJ Moore gets a false start. Manungai drops the screen pass, and you're thinking, oh, don't tell me they didn't come to play today, right? Like, right. Obviously, you're nitpicking everything because you want to just blow these guys out and on to Green Bay, which eventually they do anyway. But just interested to see, like, what does everyone else think about this Bears team after they were just in a one-score game up there in Green Bay?
You know, you can hear, it's almost like you can see the joy on Patrick Manley and Olin Krutz and Molly, of course, to get to talk about these victories and also talk about someone else's struggles and someone else's embarrassments, right? Like we've had to talk about Mitch Trubisky not wanting the televisions on NFL Network because they're talking about how much he's struggling, or the Bears social media account deciding that what's his name, Big Red, is QB1. It's not Justin Fields.
Andy Dalton,
thank you. I've been able to forget about Andy Dalton because we can focus on a quarterback who can make all the throws. And so here we are watching a game yesterday where the Cleveland Browns, who no one knows how to do terrible quarterback play over decades like the Cleveland Browns, but things just really did not look right from the jump. I mean, false starts and everything, but then it was like, What is happening with this wristband? So let's hear them, because I don't believe either of them. Let's hear Kevin Stefanski's reasoning of what was going on with the wristband of Shadur, and then we'll hear from Shadur.
Early on, was there something wrong with Sanders' wristband?
Yeah, there was a miscommunication early.
I think they mentioned that you guys had the wrong plays in the wristband on the first two drives. Is that accurate?
No, yeah. Yeah, there was something. I don't know if the wristband got something on it or whatever it was, but there was we got that fixed pretty quickly.
What was a jam? Like what was on it that he just could? There was something on it. Stefanski's doing a really good job of like not lying. You could just continue to say miscommunication. It was miscommunication. It was like, why did you rob that bank? Well, it was miscommunication.
Is he doing his best Ben Johnson impression?
Ben?
Well, not lying, but just not giving out the truth. Doing as much as he can not to say in front of the media.
I think Ben gives you a lot. He's certainly more interesting, but it's easy to be interesting when you're winning. When embarrassing things are happening, then you have to kind of circle the wagons and not try to. Although Stefanski's really the offensive coordinator, so he's probably just trying not to embarrass himself. Here's what Shadur Sanders said about the old wristband.
on TV, they mentioned that something happened with your wristband after the first two drives.
Oh, no, the card just fell out. Yeah, it just fell out on the sideline. Yeah, that was it.
Oh, okay. Well, that also doesn't make sense because I watch you during the game go and remove it and then get something else. So if it fell off on the sideline, you put it back in. There was something in there, and it wasn't being covered by jam. It's bad. It's a really bad deal. I think Kevin Stefanski is going to be a really good offensive coordinator for someone else next year in the NFL. I think that's the direction that we're heading. We're also heading here. Let's tell you about this. This Friday, you can join the score at the world-famous Brat Stop in Kenosha for the return of the Brat Bowl. Previewing round two of Chicago versus Green Bay, Brahimi Harris and Grody, they will be there broadcasting live from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., followed by Spiegel and Holmes from 2 to 6 p.m. that afternoon. They'll be joined by special guests like Patrick Manley at 11 o'clock and hosts from The Fan in Milwaukee as the shows gear up for a huge game. That next day being Saturday night. That's Friday from 10 to 6 at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. It's all brought to you by Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha. For a great experience, visit ZieglerSubaruKenosha.com. And what a game it is, and what a Sunday it was in the NFL. Not only did the Packers lose to the Broncos, a very, very good team, certainly a formidable opponent, but the loss allowed the Bears to move back atop the NFC North. So the Bears are in first place again, and the Packers, who have a tie, so they are 9-4-1, with a win, they would be back in first place. So we are doing virtually what we did 2 weeks ago. The major difference between these two games is Michael Parsons reportedly with an ACL tear. He will get more imaging done today. I've seen it from Ian Rappaport. I've seen it from Adam Schefter. We did play Matt LaFleur earlier, who simply says, yeah, it didn't look good. You know who said it didn't look good? That's what Ben Johnson said about Kyler Gordon. And what happened next? Kyler Gordon ended up on the IR. So you've got the Bears and the Packers and no Michael Parsons. That changes things. Green Bay Packers will not be as talented, but there's that word desperation, right? There was that word desperation that Ben Johnson used talking about how they were desperate for a win against the Cleveland Browns, and you are going to be getting an even more desperate team as the Green Bay Packers show up on Saturday at Soldier Field. So that will be, this is going to be something, you know, Grant and I were talking about the last time there was this big of a Bears game. Now, interestingly, you could say, well, there was this big of a game 2 weeks ago. But as we get later into the season, the games get bigger and bigger. I feel a little bit like this could be the biggest Bears game since the double doink. Right? Like the last time you felt this confident about a team who could make some noise in the playoffs. It certainly wasn't the 2020 team that went to the playoffs. And then since then, you can't think of any team that's been anywhere very good. Right, 2018 was the last time the Bears won double-digit games. The Bears have only won 10 games or more three times in the last 15 years. So the magnitude of this game is something. Michael Parsons will not be there. But this is certainly not a team to feel lightly about, and let's hope that the Bears do not feel overconfident just because Michael Parsons will not be there. The Packers were already going to be a very, very good team, if not great, even if they didn't make that trade for him. I was looking at the NFL playoff predictors, the percentages. These are interesting. Like, you know, this was put up this morning from NFL.com. But what these can do is take into account injuries. So, for example, if the Bears won Sunday, which they did, their chances of getting to the playoffs improved to 72%. If they would have lost, it would have slipped to 47%. But they win, so it's up to 72%. The Packers, it's interesting. If the Packers would have beaten the Denver Broncos, their percentage of getting to the playoffs would have been 99%. It now slips to 89%. But again, in that playoff predictor, you can't put Michael Parsons in there. So things changed drastically all around the NFL. The Detroit Lions lose to the Rams. They're now 8-6 on the year. And oh, by the way, Patrick Mahomes tears his ACL and he is lost for the season. And the Kansas City Chiefs bounce from the playoffs. Life comes at you fast as the Bears are making their way towards the playoffs. And it's very, very simple. Week 16, that's next weekend. If the Bears win and beat the Packers, and then the Lions lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers, very simply, the Bears are back in the playoffs for the first time since 2020. I'll say it again. If the Bears beat the Packers and the Lions lose to the Steelers in Detroit, so it's going to be a tough game for the Steelers. They're on a short week because they got the Monday night game tonight. The Bears are back in the playoffs.
Justin, did you have on your bingo card going into this season the Bears making the playoffs and the Chiefs outright missing the playoffs? Because that's a wild prediction.
Yes, it is. And Grant, thank you for asking. I had both of those scenarios playing out, including the Bears winning 13 games.
13 games, okay.
So I had the Bears at 8-9. I don't know if I put much thought in the Kansas City Chiefs. I guess I just assumed they would be in the playoffs.
I thought they were going to have a down year compared to last because of how they won their games last year. I thought it was going to bite them in the butt going into 25, but nothing like this. I didn't think they were going to miss the playoffs.
I knew Taylor Swift would get in the way in some way, shape, or form. It just, you know, there was too many positive things happening until they ran into the Philadelphia Eagles. No, but this is, again, you know, we had a caller earlier in the show say, I almost didn't even watch the Browns game because, you know, I knew they'd beat the Browns, right? It wasn't even, you know, it wasn't that impressive of a team. But we need to remind ourselves about what we're watching right now, right? And we could take a look at what happened to the Cubs in 2015, and they were a year ahead in the setup of 2016. But nothing should be taken for granted because of what's happening right now. And I, you know, we've looked at, certainly I have, about the records and who they've beaten. But when Ben Johnson tells you something, he's usually speaking pretty honestly. Like when he told you over the bye week that they were going to take a look at the run game, well, the Bears currently have the second best rushing defense, rushing offense in the entire NFL, right? And then he was like, oh, man, I was shocked when I looked at this box score of the game that DJ Moore had. Well, DJ Moore, again yesterday, 2 touchdowns, 4 receptions, almost 70 yards. And so when Ben Johnson says, we're going to be playing our best football in December, well, guess what? I know that the Browns have a bad record. I've watched the Bears beat a lot of teams this year with a bad record. Sometimes it had to happen in the final second of the game. Sometimes it had to happen in the final minute of the game. Think about the win over the Raiders. The Raiders are a terrible football team. Think about the win over the New York Giants. New York Giants are a pretty terrible football team. Think about the game that Joe Flacco had against the Bears when they almost lost to the Cincinnati Bengals. Well, this one was very, very different, right? I know this was a bad team. How many times did you get to watch your Bears beat a team 31-3? And oh, by the way, do it on a day where the wind chill is in the negative temperatures. How good is this team? They still got some things to clean up. You know, one area that I do find myself a little concerned about this team is how much we celebrated Jalen Johnson coming back. Jalen doesn't look fast. It's probably a nice way of putting it. Great interception today, yesterday. Looked a little awkward to me, just the way he kind of ran out of bounds. I didn't expect him to turn and try to house it for 100 yards, but he just kind of jogged out of bounds like it was a training camp play, an outstanding play, but I still have a lot of concerns about this defense. And I don't want to look ahead to the Packers because this win over the Browns is worth celebrating, but man, they have to move Jordan Love off his spot. They have to get it. It may not need to be a lot of sacks, but they need to get some hits. They need to get some pressures. They need to get some hurries, and they need to move him around. Can that look anything on Saturday like it did yesterday? I don't know, because that was 4 out of 5 non-starters on that offensive line for the Browns. Pretty surprising. 312-644-6767. Coming up next, we will hear from Caleb Williams. We will talk about that quarterback as well. What did you think the game that he had? Has he taken a major step forward in Ben Johnson's offense? That's coming up next on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.